Steve was catching this train that day at 10:45. Train at 8:30, local boy and come to the main line and clear the track and put that streamline in the morning at 8:30. Shoveling snow out there for the old people to get to the sidewalk to keep from slipping down right arm and leg. Steelers had brought my dinner down there that night at 12 o'clock at the Union Station. That's why I was shoveling snow. As far as I tell a girl, a married woman, a single girl, I always tell your husband, your boyfriend about your kin people stuff. When you don't know, you don't know. You still had told me all about the kin people school the first girl came to Detroit. I was shoving snow down there. She brought me lunch about 11:30, and I could get off about 12:30. Body track being cold and froze, I didn't get off that night until 1:30. You still looked and seen the first cousin stepped off the train that night. She looked up and kissed this guy right dead in the mouth. Looked like she kissed the bed, she kissed me. She turned around and stepped by the cousin of the town. I knocked her down. When I knocked Lucille down, she got her pulled up by my pants leg, sang this song. Sorry, Daddy, you knocked me down. Mama, 50 put you down. Old man was 86 years old. He was standing there. He called me. I said, listen, Booker. He said, don't ever let your girlfriend or your wife sleep on one side of the bed. You sleep on the other side, especially when you done mistreat her. He says, she'll wake up and put one of them pillowcases, a bolster case. I want to put some on your head when you wake up. She'll be 2,000 miles away from home. So I put the bulldog on Lucille. She couldn't get up and let you wake me up. So that train was 36 miles from Union Station. You hear him catching the rail that morning, jumping through the air cold that morning. She's cute too. I used to talk about that. I bought her one of them little footy house coat 2-3 days before the sun was coming up. Why she's getting a drink of water. I said, Lucia, baby, would you mind bringing me a drink of water? She eventually got me a drink of water with the left and pulled that house coat across and put him with the right and come to my bed and sang this song. I'd be so glad when I can see this title. I got it 20 miles of Union Station. You hear a bell in that rail that morning, 4 days. When a man put him down that 50-mile country spoke, put on that brick that 10-mile truck. Some old people on that train crying, and some is pulling down blind. The man get him sick from the coach, and then you slow down, you'll be heading get down something like that. Man asked Lucille what she doing train that she could hear. She told him she didn't know. She could hear the bell, she could tell him all about it. 10 or 15 minutes when she jumped out of that 50-mile car, the bell began to toll like that. She jumped out of the 50-mile car, she squalled, thrown on that brake for that 10-mile truck. I've been on the first thing a man do with his girlfriend, quit if he can't jive me because I'd have been off the bed. Knock a revolver on this trouble, because there wasn't nothing to it. That's what I said about being so fractious sometimes. Lucille called me to breakfast that morning. She had me scrambled egg and toast and cheese and a hot cup of coffee. I showed what love will do for you when you're acting stout hard and won't kick in. I sat down at the breakfast table. She had a suitcase at the front and one was at the back. When Lucille picked that suitcase up at the front, I dropped the cup of coffee. Love knocked it out. Yeah, I take with the palms in my hand. I couldn't hold it. I dropped a cup of coffee. She looked back over the left shoulder. I said, go ahead on, girl. You're used to people dropping cups. She walked away from the kitchen door singing this song. Don't be sorry, Daddy, you done me wrong. Mama, sleep alone. That streamliner got a 10-mile Union Station. Head of rail popping. She's coming in there.